Okay, page 22. The plane of mundane enjoyment and the plane of spiritual service. 27. The sole object of all spiritual activity is gratification of the senses of Sri Krishna. When Sri Krishna is pleased, his servitors experience unmixed joy. Right? Because if you're focused just on Krishna, then the joy itself is also focused. Otherwise, if you have so many joys going on at once, then it doesn't happen as much as if there's one focused joy. Does that make sense? No?
Actually, it has to do also with the conditioning of the living entities. Some people are able to, you know, follow few things, and the other conditioning is that, you know, some people like one thing and then they start it like that.
Yeah, yeah. No, but this is beyond that. Because that within the conditioning, that may make it easier. That one may be able to deal with situations that many things are happening so they can do. Someone else can deal with things that need more focus and one thing like that as services, as the secondary attributes. But here it means that the spiritual gratification, when Krishna is pleased, the servitor experiences unmixed joy because it's just focused on Krishna. So that's coming from the platform of the soul. So the soul will find experience here. It's not that you have different kinds of souls that have different kinds of natures in that way. Souls are one nature. That they're being absorbed in Krishna consciousness, that's where they're happy. Then they have various tastes within that. But the nature is the same. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the reverse of what happens in this world. Activity that yields enjoyment to the person indulging in the same alone possesses attraction on the mundane plane. Oh. Activity that yields enjoyment to the person indulging in the same alone possesses attraction on the mundane plane. But such selfish pleasure is never coveted on the plane of spiritual service. Right, means you render service, it creates attraction for that activity on yourself. Just like you're serving someone prasad, then you're attracted by the prasad. But here's, you're serving Krishna, it's just about pleasing Krishna, it's his happiness, that's the only thing that you are focused on. So it's different. Does that make sense? Then, that service being over, then another service there is taking prasad, then it's focused on appreciating Krishna's prasad. So it's different. Well, here, as you get involved in an activity, you want to do that activity. Okay? 28. The plane of mundane sensuous enjoyment is thereby sharply differentiated from that of spiritual service with respect to the quality and orientation of their respective activities. Desire for mundane enjoyment is potentially, but uncongenially, inherent in the soul. And it can be cultivated at his option. He's just there because he's tathasta, so he can go either way. Does that make sense? So it's there as being tathasta, but it's incongruent with his nature. But it's inherent. But it's cultivated at his option. It's not that it's there and it'll cultivate itself or it has to be used. It's something you can do if you want or not. The practice of it, however, leads to the abeyance of his truly natural serving function. So if he does cultivate materialism, it goes at the expense of his natural serving function. Well, if he cultivates bhakti, then whatever would be gained in the other is already engaged. Right? In other words, dealing with secondary is already there in dealing with primary. But if we just cultivate the secondary, we don't gain the primary. 29. Modern civilization does not suspect its own degradation in seeking exclusively for mundane enjoyment. Right? So, we're talking about advancement of civilization, but they get so absorbed in enjoyment that they degrade themselves. Right? You advance so that they have better facility, and that facility is for what? For enjoyment. Then as they enjoy, then you see, then they degrade and it falls apart. It's a standard historical position. Romans are very, very austere and everything. They march around, they do all this stuff, then they get all the facility, they come back, they just get into enjoyment, and then the whole thing falls apart. Right? I mean, they got defeated by the Visigoths. Right? You know, the guys from up north that, you know, over centuries came down south and they, you know, found there, and then they were engaging them to do all the work because they're busy enjoying themselves. And one day the Visigoths go, hey, we're running the place. They're not running the place, so hey, we're in charge. And the Romans go, what? And they can't do anything about it. So that's the whole point. They can't, the person can't perceive his own degradation, because the idea of the enjoyment, they don't understand that's how Maya works. She covers and throws. Throws means down, not up. Right? The mind and body of man have a natural aptitude for sensuous gratification, and all his ordinary mundane activities are practiced for its realization. Thus, only a few can grasp the fact that the unalloyed essence of the soul has a natural aptitude for the exclusive service of the Absolute, which is utterly incompatible with mundane sensuous living. Because it's not about our senses, it's about connecting to Krishna. And that relationship, that gives unlimited bliss. The senses, they give some experience, but that's not very much. Right? That's the aparoksha. It's what you experience. That's all they're gaining from it. Right? So the whole point is, like you were saying before, the whole mundane educational system is for aparoksha. It's for just for gaining sense gratification. So it's dharma, artha, karma, moksha. It's just for sense gratification. Like that. So bhakti is beyond that. That's why then you have to use the adhoksaja. He descends down. So it's descending. And then from there you see Krishna, and then take that up by Krishna's grace into aprakrita. 30. In the transcendental service of the Absolute, the aptitude, form, as well as the ingredients are uncovered absolutely wholesome living reality. World's ingredients are uncovered absolutely wholesome living entity. Okay. Difficulty comes is that being this kind of English, old British English, it needs commas. So it means this is a translate, this is what he wrote this. But is this how he did it, this kind of punctuation? Or
this is what I got.
This is what you got. Okay. I'm just wondering if someone edited it and then adjusted it. Okay, otherwise they were just better at reading them, you know. If you're dealing with the classics, they could read in a much more nice way. You know, let's see. In this complete uncovering of the proper nature of a person by the perfection of his serving function, he is enabled to realize fully the abiding interests of his real entity, or self. Such unconditional submissive activity towards the Absolute is also necessarily identical with the realization of the perfect freedom of the soul. So that surrender to the Lord actually then reveals also the natural freedom, position of freedom of the soul. So that's the fun part, is when you surrender to Krishna, you're free. But when you don't surrender to Krishna, then you're bound.
Yes.
Right? Which expresses itself in the highest forms of his serving activity. So that's all abhideya, now prayojana. 1. In the position of complete realization of the activity of the uncovered soul, a person becomes eligible for participation in the transcendental pastimes of Lila of Sri Krishna. The realization of this all-absorbing love for Sri Krishna is the fruit or prayojana of the eternal spiritual activities of all pure souls. So that prema, that's the fruit. That absorption, all-absorbing love for Krishna, that is the fruit. 2. Sri Krishna is directly served by his plenary inner power as his only consort. The residents of Braja, the plane of his inner service, are extensions of the figure of the plenary divine powers. Like in Brahma Samhita, it says that they're all extensions of the... Yes, of the figure of Srimati Radharani. They are the divine participants in the divine pastimes, as all those entities display the nature of the full servitorship of the divinity. Right, so they're, that full mood of servitorship is there in service to the Srimati Radharani. Three, not so the souls of men, all of whom are susceptible to the temptations offered by the deluding face, the plenary power, for presenting the axis of the non-residents of Braja to the arena of the divine pastimes. We, the sojourners of this mundane plane, have been thus kept out of the plane of Braja by the deluding face of the divine power. Right, so because we're absorbed in Maya, that's the one point. She deludes so you can't see. There's no interest. There's no endeavor. Four, individual souls who are not part and parcel of the inner plenary power have no automatic access to the plane of Braja. They are also lacking in spontaneous love for Sri Krishna. It is possible for them to attain to the love of Sri Krishna only as accepting subservience of the inhabitants of Braja. Right? So, the individual are not part and parcel of the who are not part and parcel. So, if you connect yourself to devotional service through the devotees, then you have a connection there. But if not, then you won't. You can't get that spontaneous love. So it's only possible if you become subservient to the inhabitants of Braja. In other words, servants of the servants. That's how it works. Right? Yes?
It's an interesting comment in Manashiksha is made. In it, right in the beginning there, is that we can't get this kind of mood from any other sampradaya. Because the question is raised, actually. So we follow Bhujvasi, meaning, you know, Swarup Dhamma, Rupa Goswami, son, like that. Then we can get that Vrindavan mood.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's not available anywhere.
No, it's not. That's what's meant by Lord Chaitanya as given something never given before. That Braja mood means everyone's following Radharani. Because the other sampradaya, they're not following Radharani. Radharani may be involved somewhere, but the point is this, it's not that everything is coming from there. It doesn't have that exclusive element. So that's why Krishna always says, servant of the servant. Because the Brajbasis are serving Krishna, we're their servants. That's always the move. We can't, you know, try to elbow our way up to the front. It's not going to happen. Five, the appearance of the spontaneous loving attitude for Sri Krishna in an individual soul elevates him to the condition of the Madhyam Bhagavata, as distinctive from the condition of the Mahabhagavata, who possesses love for Sri Krishna. In the plenary measure, which makes him eligible for participating as a subservient of the servers of Braja, in the loving activities of the highest sphere of service. Right? So this first appearance of the spontaneous loving aptitude elevates them to the Madhyama Bhagavat platform. So that's what we're saying. It's from the Madhyama platform, that's the beginning of advanced devotional service. Right? But one has to still, there's a distinction made between the Madhyam Bhagavat and the Mahabhagavat. It still is because they're working on the platform of love for Krishna. While the other is just that now that glimmer of spontaneous attraction, that if you follow that will take you, qualify you to get into bhava. Then only you can go through and get to prema. Six, in proportion as the hesitant, reverential serving disposition of the Madhyam Bhagavat is gradually developed by the practice of pure service into one of the subserviency to the inhabitants of Braja in their unconventional performances of the highest loving services of Sri Krishna, such hesitation and distance are superseded by growing confidence and proximity to the object of one's highest love. Thereby, the spiritual vision is perfected in conformity with the natural capacity of an individual soul, and he is enabled to realize the full function of a specific spiritual self. Right, so, in other words, it's a matter of you focusing on this, like it was said before. We saw it in Nectar Devotion. It's about the focus. Even you come to it, they have that attachment, but it has to be focused. So the more it has that focus, then the more it works. Right. So it's a gradual development. Okay. Yeah. Seven. Goloka Vrindavan is realizable in the symbolic Vrindavan that is open to our view in this world by all persons whose love has been perfected by the mercy of the inhabitants of transcendental Braja and not otherwise. Right? So one can appreciate Vrindavan here and the opening of one's eyes and appreciating that depending on the mercy of the inhabitants of transcendental Braja. like that. So in other words, the Lord and his associates, by their grace, then you can appreciate the Vrindavan that's here. Okay? So it's, again, just through the servants of the servants. 8. The grossest misunderstanding of the subject of the Vraja Leela of Sri Krishna, it is inevitable if these considerations are not kept in view. All persons under the sinister influence of the deluding power of nescience are subject to such misunderstanding in one form or another. They are fated to see nothing but a mundane tract of country in the terrestrial Boma, Vrindavan, and the practice of the grossest forms of debauchery in the Braja pastimes of Sri Krishna. Right, so they won't get anything up. That's why it said what you were mentioned there. We just associate with those in our line. We deal properly with everybody, but it's not that we Lord Chaitanya told that to Sanatana Goswami. He says, don't deal too closely with the Brajabasis. You're nice, you deal properly, and I'll follow all the etiquettes, and they may be great friends and all that, but what they follow and what we follow is not necessarily the same. Right? 9. But the true esoteric vision of the Mahabhagavat is very different from the realization of deluded humanity. It is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 17:55. Quote, when Sri Krishna Chaitanya catches the sight of a wood, it appears to him in the likeness of Vrindavan. And when he looks at a hill, he mistakes it for Govardhan. The end. Right? So it's interesting to end on a quote like that. It's very powerful. Yeah, so they just see everything connected to Vrindavan. It means even if it's not in Vrindavan, you see any forest, it reminds them of Vrindavan.
Mahaprabhu was asked, what happens to you? And he says, my mind, usually people can't control their mind, so I can't control my mind. Moraman Vrindavan. It's always in Vrindavan. I can't think about anything.
Yeah, so they take that mood as if they're just an ordinary living entity. But you see is that there's a sincere difference. Om Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki Jai Jai Gaura Premanandini.